Hello and welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. This is Paige Estrutori on behalf of Financial Services Online, keeping you abreast of the latest financial services happenings this Friday, September 26, 2025. Firstly, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, known more commonly as ASIC, has sounded an urgent alarm for insurers across the country. The ASIC has pinpointed grave deficiencies in insurers' claims handling practices that could possibly lead to compliance breaches and indeed harm consumer interest. Notably, ASIC pointed out gaps in oversight, lack of transparency, and inordinate delays in dispute resolution. These issues persist despite earlier warnings and pose a threat to insurers' compliance with crucial financial services regulations in Australia. The Commission particularly emphasizes that tradespeople and small business owners are most vulnerable and need to be cognizant of their insurance policies and claims procedures. Swinging attention towards the broader economy, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD, has expressed concern over Australia's fiscal situation. The warning comes amidst rising welfare spending and a sharp trough in business investment, which now stand at nearly a four-decade low. The OECD has underlined the dual necessity of repairing budgets and encouraging business investment, which is instrumental to employment and economic stability. These recommendations provide critical insight for those endeavoring to maintain economic balance and sustainable, future-focused policies. A report just released by McKinsey & Company corroborates these concerns, revealing a slowdown in Australia's economic vitality with zero labor productivity growth since 2016. Business investment has slumped and is now at levels typical of recessions, whereas these investments were key drivers of long-term prosperity. The report calls for action on various fronts, encouraging Australians to proactively manage their finances, enhance skills, diversify income, and make informed investments. Understanding these near-term challenges will be pivotal in securing a prosperous economic future. Finally, on a lighter note, the top 200 richest Australians have grown richer this past year. Their collective net worth now stands over $667 billion, a raise of 6.9% from last year. Yet the spotlight now turns to address the stark reality of economic disparity, as many Aussies grapple with stagnant wages and rising living costs. There is a pressing call for policies promoting inclusive growth and extensive prosperity, as well as public education on sound financial strategies and long-term investment outlooks. That wraps up our financial services news for today. For more on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrutori on behalf of Financial Services Online, keeping you informed and empowered for a successful financial future.